In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Welcome along to William Hill's Rugby League podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Stepping into the breach, it's the Challenge Cup. Mark Walton says, I'm not doing the Challenge Cup. Super League or nothing for me. Luckily for us, the man in form, Mark Wilson, is doing the Challenge Cup for us. Welcome along, mate. You're in some form at the minute.
Yeah, well...
I understand. I'm ringing you in the West Wing now. Is this right?
Yeah, well, I'm staying at Big Mac's house, you know. All these diamonds he keeps giving me on the snooker, it's finally rubbed off.
Indeed, yeah. Mark just keeps saying to me, it's another winner, another winner. Hopefully people out there are backing them. I know you've had a little bit of success with them. Before we get on to the Challenge Cup weekend and four great matches to preview, quick word on Paul Wellens, one of the great players of our generation of rugby league, has called it a day because of this hip injury. I mean, it sounds like he's in a terrible way, Mark. And Lee, I mean, you know, and you look through his list of honours, you know, 5 grand finals, the Harry Sunderland Trophy in 2006, 5 Challenge Cups, Lance Todd Trophy winner in 2007, 2008, Man of Steel in 2006, 2 World Club Challenge wins as well. He's done just about everything, and St Helens fans might not see the like of him for a long time.
I don't think rugby league fans will see the like of him for a long time. You know, an absolute colossus, really. I must admit, I was surprised, you know, last year. I thought when Saints won the grand final, I thought he might have called it a day and gone out at the top. But I think he's got St Helens so much at heart that I'm amazed he has called it a day, if you know what I mean. Cause I'm sure if they asked him, he'd still give it another go. That's the type of a guy that he is. I remember interviewing him a couple of years ago and asked him a question. How many games that year had he played fit? It was the end of the season. He said, I think I've been fit twice. Every other time I'm playing with an injury, and you just think, wow, you're a machine. But yeah, what a player. Sad that he's had to go out like this, but I think a player that all rugby league fans respect just because of the way he played the game and the player that he was.
Yeah, superb player, and fingers crossed he gets his up nice and quick and makes a full recovery from that hip injury as well. And no doubt St Helens fans will see him at the club for a long time in the background with the kids to start off with, and who knows, might probably be coach before long, knowing the man that he is. Let's have a look at these Challenge Cup quarterfinals, then, shall we? Starting on Thursday night with Hull KR versus Catalan Dragons, 8 o'clock start live on Sky, 4-7 Rovers, the draw 20-1, and Catalan are 11-8. The 80 minute handicap prices see Rovers at -4, it's +4 for the Dragons. The handicap tie is 16-1, 10-11 each of 2 on the others. Interesting this, isn't it? I mean, Rovers have got they've had a real charge, haven't they, through this? They haven't been superb throughout, but they seem to have got the teeth stuck into it. And with Catalan, I mean, it's a bit of a stereotype, a generalisation, Mark, but with Catalan's away form, you know, you'd have to be with Rovers here. It seems a bit tighter than I thought the handicap might be a little bit bigger for Dragons.
Yeah, I must admit, I did. I thought 4 points. I mean, you know, you look at the 4-7, I thought the 4-7 was a fair bet, but I think -4, I think if Hull KR are going to win, they're going to cover that. So that's the first starting point for Rovers. I think, you know, if you'd have been honest and looked at all the ties that were available, I think other than Widnes and Lee, this is probably the one you would have wanted at home. So decent draw for Rovers, I think. Without admitting to it, I think they've had their eye on this for quite a while. Obviously, they lost Terry Campese, that's a big miss, but Albert Kelly was outstanding last week against Warrington, and I'll be all over Hull KR. I'm with you on this one. Catalan, for mine, they were lucky to beat Wakefield last week, and that was at home. You know, they were awful. I watched that game. They were struggling for attacking cohesion. I am taking them on. The money's down already. As soon as I saw that 4-7, I were playing that, no problem.
We look at the headline offers, making it a little bit tougher for us here in the Challenge Cup. With rather than one player, you've got two in the mix. Kencio and Josh Manatello to score a try in a Hull KR win is 4-1. I mean, it's still a decent bet. 14 tries for Sio and 12 for Manatellato in Super League so far. That's not even counting the cup competition.
Manatellato got 4 at Bradford,
yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
If memory serves me correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't look bad still. I mean, I know that they're trying to make it harder for us, but I just keep looking at that 4-1 thinking, well, if Rovers are going to put some points on the board, wouldn't be a big surprise to see those two scoring.
No, you're right. You know, and again, if you look at that bet and think I could pick two players to score, you're probably going to pick those two every time. So, I see nothing wrong with that. I mean, it just feels a little bit like we're not getting the value we got last week when it was Seo to score on 7-2, but still 4-1. Rovers score points. Where do they score them? They score them out wide. It's still got to be backed at 4-1. It really has.
In terms of the points, you think this will be a high scorer? I mean, you know, Rovers can let points in as well as score them, and you know, Catalan, you can get anything from on the day, can't you?
You can. I've got to be normally whenever Hulkington Rovers play at home, I'm like you think points, you think big scores. I'm genuinely not sure whether Catalan have got enough points in them. You know, I like that. Yeah. The both teams to score 20 points. That particularly has been kind to us recently. I think I would play it, but I would rather play the headline offer instead, because you could see Rovers, if they do win, they could win, I don't know, 40 points to 8 or something like that. So I out of the two, I'd play the headline offer, but given the price, I will play them both anyway. So I'll take Rovers and over 20 points for each side.
Yeah, the total match point spread is set at 50.5, so 5-6 under that and 5-6 over that. So it's quite a long way to go, that, isn't it? 51 points to get you over it.
It is, when potentially, if you feel, or if you worry, you've only got one team scoring them for you. I would play it just because it's all KR and they do score and they play some lovely rugby. And the thing is, when they do get points, they don't stop, they keep going. So, you know, and you can imagine, with it being a cup game, if Catalan do go behind where they can't win, they might toss the towel in a little bit.
So, yeah, top bet in the Rovers-Dragons match, you're just happy to take it, to go with Rovers then?
Yeah, but I'll take a -4, go on my handicap, take that one.
Fair dues. Let's move on to what I think probably will be the tie of the round, and it's got plenty of spice to it as well, and that's Hull FC 11-8 against Leeds Rhinos at 4-7, the draw 20-1. That means Leeds giving away a 4-point start when the hooter goes at the start. Handicap tie 16-1, the +4 here. Of course, if you look at the Super League form of these two sides, we know that Leeds Rhinos, of course, back to the top of the table last week. They had that little bit of a dip in form, Mark, and then they've picked back up again. Hull FC still hovering around just above the bottom four. They're eighth at the minute, but they're locked on the same number of points as their rivals Hull KR. As often happens in football and rugby league, you get a league match, then you get a cup match straight away. Leeds winning 32-20, of course, against Hull FC, leading at half time and went on to win at full time as well. Seldom do you get the same kind of result in a cup match that follows a league match. It's obviously at Hull as well. Do you think it'll be a similar kind of game?
Well, firstly, Leeds were, I thought, slightly lucky to win last week, and certainly the margin flattered them. Hull got within 6 in the last 15 minutes and then made a real mess of the game. It dropped the kick-off and they lost all momentum. So I think the result last week was a little bit not a fair reflection. But the one thing that's come out of that game is the ban of Mark Snead, who got he got sin-binned, didn't he, for damaging Danny Maguire's leg. Maguire out of the game, we believe, out for up to 2 to 3 weeks, and Hull without Snead, who got banned for 2 games. Now, the way Mark Snead played last week, I'd actually say that's a blessing in disguise for Hull, because he was absolutely awful. And I think he's underperforming at the minute. They brought Jordan Abdul on last week, and he had a wow of a game when he came on. So, firstly, I think there's going to be a bit of spice in this game. And I left Headingley last week, Lee, thinking that I think, oh, Hull will do them at home. But the more I think about this, this is typical setup for Leeds. Tight game, everyone's writing them off. I think they're going to win. I do think they're going to win. I think the 4-7 again, probably about right. I think expectation on Hull might just be a little bit too much.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the scorers, there are no headline offers at the moment. We've got this match, of course, on Friday night. But you've got plenty of tri-scorer markets as well, the first, last and any time prices, of course. When you look at the players available, if we're looking at Leeds, first of all, it's a big miss, Danny Maguire, but obviously Callum Watkins, their top tri-scorer with 10 so far. He's priced up at even money to score any time in the match, and I can't see it being a particularly tight game. I think we'll see some scores. It'd be unlikely to see a decent game without him being on the score sheet. Is evens the kind of price you'd take for any time try scorer?
And what's the game last week? I don't remember him touching the ball, you know, Watkins. But I know what you're saying, even money. I think it is going to be really tight on Friday night. I do, honestly, I think it's going to be quite a dour game. It'll be like a playoff game, you know. I think they'll be really getting stuck into each other. And I think it'll be one up front. I for Leeds, have had a little bit of success this season back in Brad Singleton. I think he's got seven tries off the top of my head, and he's normally about 6-1 any time. He might have come down a little bit. But Singleton's a player for me. He registers tries. Cuthbertson, we're led to believe, isn't going to play, but the rumour I'm hearing today is that he might play. He's got a calf injury, but apparently he's been playing with it for last month. He's another one that scores tries. I'm going to look at the bigger prices in this one, Lee, because I've got a different stance on it than you. I honestly think it'll be quite a low-scoring affair, because I think Leeds are going to turn up and defend, and when Leeds turn up and defend properly, they're very, very hard to break down. And I won't be surprised, you know, if it's Sinfield kicking the difference between the two teams here.
Yeah, you were spot on with both of those stats, by the way. Seven tries, and he's 6-1 to score.
Yeah, that's too big. That's too big, mate. You know, I mean, if you work that out, you know, if you're putting a quid on at a time, you're well in profit, aren't you? So I'd just keep playing him on that basis. There's players like that I like to keep an eye on. He's won a Kuma title. Huddersfield's another one, although they've chopped his price. But forwards, they just get priced up the wrong price. You know, it's worth looking at.
Definitely. Let's move on to the Saturday and Sunday games. These are both on the BBC. First up, it's Warrington back at home, and they'll be pretty pleased to be back at home, you would say, because they've been away quite a lot recently. You look at their recent results: lost at Hull KR, lost at Huddersfield, won the last home game against Catalan 26-18, lost at Saints, did beat Salford away from home. I mean, you're going right back to kind of the 10th of May for the last but one home game. So they've been on the road quite a lot, and they've obviously got this matchup against Lee. Who have been one of the most, I suppose, entertaining teams in rugby league on and off the pitch, if you like to look at it that way. They're joint top of the championship at the moment. Currently, point difference of 419, score plenty, 656. And we've seen that in the Challenge Cup already this season, that they can put points on teams from Super League. Warrington are 1-8 here, Lee are 5-1. The handicap is the biggest that we've seen yet. Lee getting an 18-point start. I tell you what, mate, they won't go down without trying, will they?
No, they won't. And, you know, whether you like Lee or you hate them, and there's a lot of people starting to hate them, maybe a bit of jealousy, maybe a bit of the way that they play the game. They're a feisty team, Lee. I tell you what, you see, they won't go down without a fight. Literally, they won't go down without a fight, I think. But Warrington, for me, are a team in absolute free fall at the minute. I said a couple of weeks ago that I don't think they'll make the top eight. And if you look who they've got, I think they play Wigan, St Helens, and I forget who the other team is. Castleford. They've got a really tough run in, really tough. I think they aren't going to make the eight. And I think they're a team that at 1-8, I would never back them at 1-8, whether they're at home or whatever. I am not entertaining that. And I think Lear a player. The only worry that I've got about this is that there's no love lost between the two coaches, and Paul Rowley's come out and he's quite, I don't think disrespectful is the wrong word, but I just don't think he's got any time for Tony Smith. And I think that will have Tony Smith making sure that his troops are really fired up this week. But you've hit the nail on the head. Lee will score some points whether they win or lose. So I think I'd have to play Lee on the handicap. I'd like to play them outright, but I'm not sure I'm brave enough to be brutally honest. I think I'll set the 18 and run for cover.
With your recent performance, I think you've earned the right to be brave. with the amount of recent winners, you can have a little dig on this one, can't you? What about the if you were taking Warrington then? Anyone who maybe thinks, yeah, I'll take Warrington. Would you look at that 20 points? You know, you think they can score 20? So Warrington and both teams have scored 20 points, which is becoming one of the most popular bets on the rugby league. 5-2, is it big enough? Compared to 1-8,
I think it is. I think you're right. I think you've got to try and find another way into this game, and I think you've found it there. I think that's how you'd have to play this one, because Warrington defensively are not very good. We saw that last week when they were taken apart by Hull KR, really. And when you think how many points they ended up conceding, I think they'd only conceded four in the first 38 minutes. So they do crack, and they did the same against Huddersfield the week before. So you might be worth having a look. And this is a speculative one I'll play. Is the half-time Warrington Lee full-time. I'll go for that. Would be my one big outsider. I only play it to small stakes.
Yeah.
But that would, you know, the last 2 weeks, Warrington have started well and gone out like a light in the second half. So I'd be, that's the way I'd play it. But I do think you're right there. I think the 20 points one, the 5-2 is a decent enhancement for me against, well, certainly against 1-8.
Yeah. Last match of the weekend is on Sunday, also on the BBC. This one kicks off at 4 p.m. and it's St Helens versus Widnes. The betting, first of all, St Helens are 1-7, Widnes 9-2. Widnes with a 16-point start at the beginning of the game. Obviously, we've talked about St Helens at the start of the podcast, and the effect that the retirement of Paul Wellens will have will inspire them to a certain extent, if they need inspiring at all. Second in the Super League table, of course, just behind Leeds Rhinos. Their recent form, that 1-point loss to Cass Tigers, it was a little bit of a surprise to some, not to Mark, because Cass have obviously been on a bit of a crest of a wave. Before that, they'd won their previous three home games, beating Wigan, Salford and Warrington. As for their opponents, lost three on the bounce now. At home to Huddersfield, conceding 30 points. Away at Hull KR, conceding 38. And at home to Hull, conceding 25. You probably never want to go to Saints, really, as a team. But this is probably an even worse time. Because, you know, if they are inspired by Wellens' retirement in a way and wanting to play for him and all that kind of, you know, emotion that might be around the game, then Saints could let rip here. They haven't let rip that many times, but they could here.
Yeah, they could do. I think Widnes are a team that are bang out of form. I think Widnes are looking at those middle eights and they'll have one eye over the shoulder, really, because to me, they're a one-man team and that one man is Kevin Brown. You know, if Brown plays well, then Widnes have got a chance. If he doesn't, they might as well not bother going. And that's the cold, hard brutality of what Widnes are at the minute. You know, everything that they do goes through him. But they are a team for me that are out of form and they look like they're running out of juice at the wrong time of the season. The only worry I have about Saints is, as you've said, they've not really blown too many teams away. And yeah. They're coming into this one on the back of two big games. You know, they beat Wigan, which is always an emotional, physical game for them. And that's one of the reasons I opposed them at Castleford last week, is that it's very difficult to bounce back from such an effort and they couldn't do it ultimately, and Kieran Cunningham said the same after. They were beaten again last week. They've got quite a lot of injury problems. I think this will be a job done, you know, get the job done and get out of there. So I don't think it'll be a classic. I'd like to know who picked the fixtures, by the way, for the BBC on that one. I don't know why they picked this game. I think this is the worst game of the weekend. And really, the prices on the market say that as well, don't they?
Ironically, probably get the biggest audience of the four as well.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Sunday afternoon, you know, it's like, you know,
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly.
And once again, the game will be saying, "Oh, we've got the big crowd. It's a rubbish game." There you go.
So I think they'll do it. Can they cover the handicap? I think they might just about do it. To be honest, so I'd be looking at Saints on the handicap. It's not one I want to get heavily involved with, to be fair.
No.
I'm just trying to nick a few try scorers and see if we'll get a little bit of joy that way.
Yeah, no prices available as we record this yet, because it's a Sunday afternoon game and we're doing this on Thursday morning. But, I mean, Saints are one of only two teams in Super League who've got more than two players in double figures. Makinson's on 13, Turner on 13 and Swift on 10. That's just league tries, of course. And Hull KR are the only other team who've got...
They've got
five. Unbelievable,
yeah.
That, isn't it? So, yeah, you've got a lot to pick from here with Saints. You know, I mean, it's a bit of a drop down then to LMS. Louis McCarthy Scarsbrook down on 6. But, you know, those three have been scoring tries for fun, haven't they, in the league?
Yeah, and you know what? I think I'll be looking at the forwards again here, just purely because I can see, I mean, they're massive, aren't they, St Helens, and I can see them beating Widnes up in the middle of the pitch, to be honest. So I'll be looking. I thought McCarthy Scarsbrook up last week. He didn't register for me, but I'll be happy to play him again. Mm-hmm. And I believe, I haven't seen the squad, they haven't announced it yet, but I believe Atalea Vea might be playing for St Helens. Now, he's been out for a while. I play him. He's a big unit, and he started off the season with a bang. So if he's fit, I'd play him as well. I think you get a bigger price on him any time. So they're looking at him.
Yeah, he scored a couple of tries as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I think he got the first. I think when I went to watch him play Cass early in the season, he got the first try that night. So he knows where the line is. He's a big lad. He runs it in hard, and I think the big boys will get some chances. So it might be worth. I think Wormsley scored against Cass last week. Maybe have a look at him again. You're just going to get bigger prices, and it's not like they don't ever get the ball. They'll be pounding at the Widnes line, and I'm not sure Widnes are strong enough to keep them out. So I'd look a little bit further down the list on the try scorers for St Helens. If you're going to back a try scorer for Widnes, you've got to look at Kevin Brown. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, he got a couple last week when they got beat. He just everything goes through him. So I'll be having a look at him as a try scorer for the Vikings.
Is the one bet that stands out for you this weekend, Mark, that you'd you like more than any?
Yeah, okay. I think that's, you know, I've had some money on that one, so hopefully they'll get it done. 4-7 if you want to go outright, but I think they might just have a little bit too much. I think if they get going to, on Thursday, I think they'll cut loose. So okay, I'll be the shout. I do like the Mantellato and Co headline offer at 4s. I think it's a shame it's not as easy as it was last week, but they haven't made it that much harder, have they? So if OKR win, I think the two big fellas will both score. And I think that 4-1 will hopefully get a collect on that and roll on to next week.
I'm landing this on you a little bit here, but just interested to get your thoughts on the outrights for the Challenge Cup. I'll run through them, give you a couple of minutes to have a think about it if you haven't already got one in mind. St Helens are the favourites at 7-4, Warrington 5-2, Leeds Rhinos 3-1 to defend it, 10-1 Catalan Dragons, 10-1 Hull KR. It's 12s for their city rivals Hull FC. Widnes are 40-1, and Lee, the rank outsiders, at 66-1. It's a third of the odds for a place in the final at Wembley. You've probably given your pick before now on the podcast, but who have you been looking at through the tournament?
I think I'd be looking at Leeds, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think I'd be looking at Leeds. 3-1 is the wrong price. That's based on the fact that they've got a tough assignment on Friday. If they can get through that, they'll probably be joint favourites again, I would have thought.
Yeah.
And for an outsider pick, you know, I would have a look at Old Kingston Rovers. The only problem being we're backing them is that they're going to have to play the semi-final away from home. I know it'll be a neutral venue, but they're not quite the same when they have to go on the travel. But then again, a lot of these teams aren't. You know, you look at them all, they all struggle on the road, barring probably St Helens this season. So I'd have, I'll go back Leeds, and I will have a saver on Hull KR just for a sporting interest. I think they're too big at the price. And given that, I think they're going to be in the semi-final.
You know, just going back a couple of steps, you weren't quite brave enough to look at Lee. But you had enough in your mind that you could be tempted, I guess. If that came true and they won through, suddenly they're in the last four and they're 66-1 now. I mean, can they get through the next round, do you think? Would it be a possibility? Would that be just one step too far, do you think?
Well, you know, they played Leeds in the quarterfinal last year and the game was in doubt until the last 5 minutes, wasn't it? And Leeds got two late tries. So
I don't think I think they should be shorter than Widnes, personally. 66 just looks a little bit big, given that on their day they have got points in them. But, it would be a little bit of a flyer, in all truth. And you might end up just backing it. You say that,
Lee. If they got all KR on a neutral ground...
Yeah. Or Hull, if there's an upset, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's, well, I won't have Warrington. If you give me a free bet, I won't back Warrington.
No.
So there's every chance. You know, Lee, like I said earlier, you love them or loathe them, but they've got belief in their camp, and it's sometimes that belief that you need. I'm not so sure at the minute Warrington have got it. I think they're looking around at each other, not knowing what's going wrong at Warrington, and that's why I think they are possibly this week gettable. But we'll see. It's a big price, mate.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's an each-way shout. You know, they're not going to win it, famous last words. But yeah, you'd have to be taking the each-way for them just to get to the final. Mark, thanks for your time, mate. Mark Walton will be back next week for the Super League version, and good luck with your bets this weekend, mate.
Cheers, mate. Good luck to you as well.
Thanks very much to Mark for his previews of those four Challenge Cup quarterfinals. You can get this podcast on the William Hill website. It's williamhill.com/podcast. It's available on iTunes. You can also get it at Audio Boom as well. We'll be previewing the matches and looking at them live on InPlay Radio. So tune in if you want to get some more betting as the games progress. Thanks for listening. And if you're having a bet on any of the rugby league this weekend, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.